Now, boys and girls, this week I want to begin to tell you something of the man who was going to be the third king of the children of Israel. And that, of course, was Solomon, one of David's sons. You remember, up to this point, there have been two kings. And I trust if I were to ask you who the two kings of Israel had been, then you would be able to say Saul, first of all. And then, of course, David, who was the greatest king of all of the children of Israel. Now, the third king then, as I say, was Solomon, who was one of David's sons. David had other sons, of course, and Absalom, you remember we saw last week, he was the man who wanted to be king and tried all of those wrong ways to become king instead of his father. And there was another son also, his name was Adonijah, and he wanted to be king as well, and he tried to overthrow David, his father. But God had chosen Solomon to be king. And boys and girls, when God chooses to do something, then God indeed does that which he chooses to do. And so Solomon was going to be the third king of Israel after Saul and after David. Then comes Solomon the king. Now, Solomon was a very wise man, and sometimes when we think about Solomon, we think about Solomon in all his wisdom. He had great understanding. He knew how to do things. There were times, of course, when he didn't use his wisdom, because, you know, boys and girls, we can have certain things, but sometimes we don't use the things that God has given to us. But on the whole, Solomon was very wise, and he had found that wisdom from God himself. And here's how it came about. When he became king, he realized that he wasn't really fit to rule the people of Israel in the way that he should. And so one day he went to a place called Gibeon. And at Gibeon, he began to make many sacrifices to God. You remember in those Old Testament days, how the people used to come and how they used to make sacrifices to the Lord their God. And all day long, Solomon sacrificed to the Lord God, and then at night, he lay down and he fell fast asleep. Now, as he slept, the Bible tells us, God came, and in a dream, God began to speak to Solomon. And he said to Solomon, "What is the greatest thing in the world that you would like?" And can you imagine God asking us that, boys and girls? And now that he'd become the king of Israel, can't you think of the many things that he might have asked God for? A great army, an army stronger and mightier than all the nations round about. Great big fortresses and forts for the city so that they could defend themselves. Lots of riches, perhaps. But none of those things was what Solomon asked. And what Solomon asked God for was this. He said, "Lord, I want to rule the people the way my father David ruled the people. And I know, Lord, that it was only through you that David was able to rule the people in the way that he should have. I'm but a little child," he says. "So, Lord, will you give me wisdom? Will you give me understanding? Will you show me what I ought to do? And will you teach me what I ought to do?" And the Bible tells us, boys and girls, that God was well pleased with what Solomon had asked. And he said, in fact, to Solomon, "Because you haven't asked for anything for yourself, to live to an old age or to have much riches," he said, "I will surely give you the thing that you have asked me for." And so God then implanted in the heart and in the mind of Solomon all of that wisdom that he was going to need in order to rule the children of Israel in the way that was well pleasing to the Lord God. Now, he showed that wisdom lots of times. Let me give you one example. The Bible tells us that there were these two women, two mothers, and they both had children. And one night they lived in the same house and they were sleeping when one of the mothers woke up. And when the mother woke up, she realized that her baby was dead beside her. She looked over to the other mother and saw her sleeping and her baby sleeping beside her. And so she took her dead baby, she went over to the other mother, and she laid her dead baby down beside the second mother and lifted up her living baby and went back into her bed again. When the morning came, of course, and the mother woke up and saw the baby lying beside her dead, she screamed out. She was very, very sad and very distressed. But then when she looked at the baby, even though they were just young infants, she knew that it wasn't her baby. And so she went to the other mother and she said, "You exchanged our babies during the night. Give me back my baby." But the other woman said, "This is not your baby, this is my baby." "Well," said the woman, "let's go to King Solomon, and Solomon will judge our case, who is right and who is wrong." And can you remember, imagine having a problem like that, boys and girls? And the two mothers came, and one of them told the story. And here's what Solomon said. He said, "Right." He said, "Give me a sword." And he said, "I will divide the baby in two. And I will give half of the baby to you and half of the baby to you." And this woman cried out and said, "No, no, don't hurt the baby. Let her have the baby. Let her keep the baby." And so Solomon turned and said, "This is the true mother." Because he knew that the true mother would rather lose the baby to the other woman than to see the baby harmed. And day after day, as people came to Solomon with their cases to be judged, Solomon heard their cases, and Solomon judged wisely because God had given him such wisdom. And of course, one of the great things that Solomon did was this. He built the temple to worship God in. You remember in the wilderness how they had that tabernacle where they worshiped God as they went on their journeys. But now that they were a great nation in the land, Solomon said that he would build a temple, a great big stone building where God would be worshiped. David wanted to build the temple, but God had said, "No, David, because you were a man of war, you will not build the temple. You will not build my house. But Solomon, who will be a man of peace, he will build my temple where I will be worshipped." And as you read the Bible about how that temple was built, you know there were thousands of people that were used in the building of the temple. And it took 7 whole years. Let me tell you a very strange thing. When they built the whole of that great big building, there was never the sound of a hammer. There wasn't one nail driven into that building. Because Solomon had said all the stones, they're to be quarried away there in the quarries. They're to be shaped exactly right. They're to be brought. They're to be laid one upon another. Everything that's to be done is to be done is to be already done. And so when you bring it all together, everything is to fit perfectly together. He ruled well for the children of Israel. And during the time of Solomon, there were never any wars in the land of Israel. And all of that, as I say, and we'll see next time, he wasn't always as wise as he should have been, because he didn't always use the wisdom that God had given to him. But when he used that wisdom, then he ruled the people right, and he ruled the people to the glory of God. So you remember then Saul, the first king of Israel, then the great king David, and then David's son, King Solomon, who ruled the people of Israel also.